Hello, this is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. I just want to welcome you to the Drivecast today. We continued in our series this past week called Into the Wild, where we're looking at the life of Moses and how God brings his people from bondage into freedom. At this point in the story, what's happened is, God has sent Moses to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. Pharaoh says no, and then God says, okay, here's what's going to happen. And God does 10 drastic plagues that really decimate the people of Egypt to the point where Pharaoh and his leaders finally say, go, tell the people to leave. So the people are leaving. They go out. They're kind of wandering around. God is leading them. He puts them in a position where their back is against the Red Sea. And then Pharaoh changes his mind and sends his whole army out there to get the Israelites back. At that point, the people of Israel realize that they are facing grave danger with the army coming right at them. And that's when they're full of fear, to the point where they're going to Moses. Did you bring us up out of Egypt just to have us die here in the desert? Were there not enough graves in Egypt? And they're just afraid. And I think it's a key point for all of us, and that, the people lived as slaves and they needed freedom. But there was a larger reality, and that fear is a very real form of bondage. That's something that you and I face today, that there are times in our life when we perceive a threat or danger, a feeling of out of control, and it's a very natural reaction. And for many people, it is something that completely paralyzes their life. But there's a key to freedom, and you see that in chapter 14, verses 13 through 16, where God tells the people, look, you need to fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord. He tells Moses to put his staff up. They part the Red Sea. The people go through it. He's kind of put a pillar in between, Egypt and Israel. And finally, he allows the Egyptians to go into the area where the Red Sea had been opened, and the water crashes down on them. And the people see the salvation that God has provided. But the interesting thing there is that he asked them to fear not, to stand firm, and to see the salvation of the Lord. You see, they were standing firm on the things that God had already done. They've already watched and seen that this God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that is making himself known to these people, they have watched as he has done these things in the past. And based on that faith, they walk through. Now just imagine for a minute, that was you. And, you're looking at the Red Sea, and it parts, and you start to walk through, and you're seeing water on your left and on your right that at any minute could crash down on you. I mean, have you ever crossed a bridge, a footbridge above something that would be very dangerous? Have you ever been on top of a large building with a glass floor? Have you ever, bungee jumped or done a zip line? There's a moment when some people, when they do those things, they just enjoy it, and they thrive. But some people are scared to death. And this is the point, though, that even though we face fear, the key to freedom is to focus on who God is, to focus on what he is doing. And even though there are some people who will struggle, that yes, they probably went through, that water and they were probably afraid the whole time, but they did go through. And there are some who went through and, they had incredible faith. They probably thought it was the greatest thing they ever did, experienced. But regardless, God provided their salvation. And the key to freedom is to focus completely on who God is. And I think that's when we see and recognize that God's glory becomes magnified when we see God for who he is. And that's what he was doing to Egypt. He was going to show them, look, the whole earth is full of God's glory. And now his name is going to be made known among the Egyptians, the Israelites, and the whole world. And he literally decimates the army of Egypt. Now, just imagine that for a second. Imagine you were part of the people. Imagine you were the people back in Egypt and you hear that their army has been decimated. You realize that it was God who did the fighting for Israel, and God is the one who decimated Egypt, not the slaves. That's how God chose to make his name known among the people of that whole area. The people of Israel for generations wrote about it. And I think that's the thing for you and I, that as we recognize that God does what he does so that we will know him and we will magnify what it is and who he is that he does and his character. And that's why he does so much in our life, so that we'll recognize who he is, we will cherish him, keep our eyes focused on him, that he'll free us from the bondage of even fear so that we will know him and magnify him. And I just want to ask you, even right now, You know, where are some of the chains of fear in your life? What would it look like to spend your time and energy and your heart focused on God and His character, to stand firm and see who the Lord is? Train your eyes to recognize the glory of God. Just talk to Him right now and say, God, help my eyes to see, to stand firm, to have faith in You. Help me to trust in what it is You're trying to do in and through my life so that I will recognize Your glory and magnify You to those around me. Take a time and just to pray today as you dwell on that. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast. Till next time, take care.